Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Monday night, the time's not right for trivia. Hope we got about 20 minutes to get through some things and maybe even our straggler. That's right, we have a straggler from last week, and if you've been thinking about it and want to guess, I'm kind of on the fence about whether we'll close it out tonight or keep it for next week since it is such an abbreviated show, but maybe it will become moot if you know the answer. That's right, men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. What? All right, so that's the straggler, and it may be for next week, and it may not. We'll see. It is November 3rd, Monday. It is live, and we are playing trivia for the next little while, till 1 a.m. Central Time, anyhow. And if you know my question, that's great. I can't expect you to know my bumper stumper. Since we're only going to have one, there's no theme. But I will tell you it's a continuation of last week when we were doing obscure early Motown, and this guy is nothing if not that, and certainly qualifies. So we'll see if you indeed get it. Now, if you don't know my question, and of course, as I say, you haven't heard my bumper, have your own category. Sky is the limit, as we always prove. And Mark is in Aurora, wanting to do 1977 charts. All right, Mark, how are you? Mark, wait a minute.
Probably this.
There you are. All right. You were
Hello?
Missing in action for a minute there. It was my fault.
This is probably the shortest of your shows that I've ever heard.
Really? No, this has happened. This happens occasionally, and I think it happens again Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think Wednesday night we're going to have the same deal.
Another Hawks game.
Yes, that's right. And so we'll be on right after they're done hawking or whatever it is they do. Yeah, so...
What have they got to hawk?
Well, I guess we'll find out. But John was saying, do you think you'll be on? I said, yeah, the Blackhawks are pretty predictable. They rarely go into overtime for any reason. So I firmly expect we'll be live on time. So tomorrow night, I believe it's a full show. I should check this while we are speaking, since I am so darn bad at this. So let's have a look, because I don't know what tomorrow. But I think tomorrow's a full show. We'll find out in moments. And I was supposed to do the food challenge with Landecker earlier today, and what turned out is I thought I was going to be doing it, and then my schedule didn't allow for it, and as it turned out, it would have at the last minute, but by then it was the last minute, so we've rescheduled it for the 17th.
The food challenge with Lambaster?
No, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, it'll be fun.
I'll
be arguing. And after all, you know my food taste, so I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to pick something. Now, tomorrow is, let's see, I would help if I could see their calendar. Tomorrow is November 4th. And it says, according to this...
We are moving right along in this year.
Yeah, I know. It says 10 o'clock. Yeah, so it's a date, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, again, 12:30 on Wednesday. And Thursday, it's a full show. So that's the week. All right. But we're going to do charts.
Yeah.
I like that.
This is a year that I might not know as well.
1977?
I didn't listen to Top 40 radio as much by then. But over the years, I've picked it up again, so we'll see.
Yeah, November of 1977, I'm afraid I was playing most of these. what horrible memories that is. Yeah, and you'll see what I mean with the number one record. I don't know. Obviously, it's number one.
I think this was the year of Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill.
No, this is much worse than anything you're imagining, if that's the case.
I'm just saying that this was the year that one was out, I think.
I don't know. But you ready for number one? You'll get it.
Yeah.
You light up my life. What a horrible song. All right, number two. And of course, Leanne Rimes covered it for reasons unknown, except she wanted a number one hit, and I think she got one. So I was happening by television, by the way, while I was on the dreaded cruise, because there was little else to do, and I did have unlimited
and
Wi-Fi.
Remember this time of 1977 because I had just moved to St. Louis, and I was there. I had been there since September. And November was when my father came along because, you know, given the way his job was working, he had to move to St. Louis after my mother and I did.
Well, very good. They had a fine soul station, KATZ. It's a wonderful soul station in East St. Louis. Anyway.
Oh, right now, yeah.
No,
I don't think it existed back then.
Yes, and before then, yes.
What frequency was that?
Oh, I don't remember. Dr. Jockenstein was on it, I think. All right,
okay,
so...
Number two.
Nobody does it better.
Carly Simon.
Number three, Boogie Nights.
Oh, I kind of like that harp solo, Heatwave.
Yes, there's a lot I liked by Heatwave. That one won them, but there's a lot I like by Heatwave. Number four, That's Rock and Roll. Oh, God.
That's Rock and Roll?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, how do I say this? Smarmy boys that 16 Magazine would have on the cover.
You're not talking about the Village People, are you?
No. 16. Come on. You know, they would put these, Toy Boy Lily white guys and tell all the girls that they were hits and all that. You know,
no. No, I don't. I must confess, I don't remember this one.
Well, would you like to hear a little? Would that help?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Oh,
yes,
sure.
Would.
Why not? I have several by them, I'm sorry to say. All right. And with that in mind, here is the big hit from November of 1977. Somewhere.
Well, I was 16 at sick of school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I bought a guitar, I got the fever. That's rock and roll. I played at parties, played in bars. I spent my money buying new guitars.
All right, it's bad enough. Does that help?
I kind of remember it, but I'm still not getting the song.
He had a famous half brother.
Yeah.
All right, Sean Cassidy.
Oh, the mawkish Sean Cassidy.
Yes, who redid to Do Run Run and Do You Leave Him to Believe Him?
Yes.
Hey, Deanie, okay, are not.
Right.
Yeah, okay, enough.
Let's get out of here as fast as possible.
We'll go with number five, Brick House.
Oh, the Commodore.
Yes.
Bump.
Absolutely.
Bum, bum,
and that was
bum,
a great album.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, great album. Not only did it have Easy, but it had Zoom, which I thought was a wonderful song.
How could she lose with that win in hand? 36, 24, 36.
Yeah, number six.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Number six. It's Ecstasy When You Lay Down. Oh, God.
Oh.
You picked the year. Yeah, It's Ecstasy When You
Lay
Down.
I know, I did. Well, could you play it?
I'm afraid I could, and you'll know right away I'll get it out here. I'm pretty sure. I'd be very surprised if I didn't have that on this computer, but, you know, anything's possible. Let's
see. It's Ecstasy When You Lay Down. Oh, boy.
Well, this is a problem. I have to spell ecstasy. Okay. I think I did spell it, actually, so maybe I don't have it on this computer. I may not. That would be so wonderful. But let me look further. Let me do it by artist. Maybe it'll come up that way. Because I know I've got a bunch of his stuff, and it is a his. So.
Oh, okay. It's a soloist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And let's see. Oh, I do have it. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh.
It's ecstasy when you lay down. All right.
It's not going to be ecstasy when you hear it. That I can damn near guarantee. But who knows? I mean, obviously, it's top 10 record. Somebody bought it. Well, or somebody paid to have it in there. It's hard to say.
It could go on our turkeys list.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Barry White.
Yes, exactly. Barry White. All right, so very good. And I'm glad you mentioned the turkeys, because I even forgot that Halloween happened and I didn't open the World's Worst Records hit, so I'll have to do that tonight. Thank you for that. Number seven.
Well, we'll just have to have you tarred and feathered.
Well, yeah, that's all right. So I look good in feathers. Number seven, I Feel Love.
Donna Summer?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number eight. Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue?
Oh, no, I know who this is.
Oh, yes, yes, a sister of a very famous country artist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Crystal Gayle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I used to get requests for it as Donuts Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Yes, indeed. Yes, and Crystal Gayle was named after the hamburger.
Good.
Yeah, it's true. Crystal Gayle was named after the hamburger chain. All right, kid you not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that embarrassing, but true.
Wow.
Number...
I didn't know there was a hamburger chain called
Crystal,
that.
Oh, throughout the South? Oh, Crystal's huge. It's like White Castle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was from the North and the Midwest.
Yeah.
So,
well, you had White Castle close enough. Number nine.
I missed out on a lot, didn't I?
Well, or not? Let's see. Number nine.
Number eight.
Baby, what a
nine.
Baby, what a big surprise.
Chicago.
Absolutely. And number 10.
Now that's where I live. Okay.
All right. Number 10. Heaven on the Seventh Floor.
Oh, now I like this song.
Not only did I like the song, but there is an alternate version by the Mighty Pope, which is wonderful.
Oh.
So, in fact, it's better.
But the guy's name is slipping me, but I can hear it playing in my head.
Well, yes, indeed. His first name was Paul. Does that help? Or not?
No, it doesn't. I'm afraid. And I am going to kick myself because this is a song I like.
Well, then it was Paul Nicholas, but if you like the Paul Nicholas version, you need to hear the Mighty Pope. I mean, I think there should be equal time for this guy. So so yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so
you can hear the grin in Paul Nicholas' voice when he says, "We could be here all night."
Right,
and you can
exactly.
Hear the anger
and
you can hear the anger that he portrays. He said, "You better have us out of here in 5 minutes."
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
And then the song ends with, "I knew I'd fall in love in that elevator."
Yes.
Heaven on the seventh floor.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So Paul Nicholas,
well,
and you didn't remember him. Gee, you liked the song so much, and you couldn't even remember him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good.
Yeah, that was like a Dick Orkin commercial. You're so caught up in his creativity that you can't remember what the product was.
Except with Orkin, you usually could. He did not make those mistakes.
Yes.
You know, really, really was amazingly good at you did remember the products, but there were so many where you didn't.
My favorite thing by him was a public service announcement where the son and the mother are fighting over fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yeah. There you
go. That's my favorite one by him.
All right. Real good. The hardware store where all he was buying garden hose and called it Fiji Mingle might have been one of my faves. But anyhow.
Fiji Mingle.
Yeah. I'll eat it here, is what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I got 8 right anyway.
You did, and that's enough to win. So thank you. Hold on. We'll confirm that address. Now, we are having problems here. What's we? I am having problems here because two things. Number one, John will kill me. I had crashed the screening program, so we have 6 lines here, and I don't know what's on them. So I'll find that out. We'll reconnoiter during this, and then we'll come back, and hopefully we'll get to you. If not, well, it's been the shortest Monday Night Trivia on record, but we'll take it from there on WGN Radio.
ATM plus SUV equals easy peasy, plus bad news bears and Washington Square sharks. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Cash and carry, the colors of money, some smooth operators in Chi-Town going straight to the source for the lean, mean, green. Who needs to stick up a savings bank when you can load an ATM into your SUV? In less than an hour the other night in Chicagoland, a cash machine got swiped on the north side, then another brick chit house got grabbed not far away, both ATMs shoehorned into the back of SUVs. Fort Knox, sitting trucks, the night Chicago pride. Grizzlies versus Grim Reapers. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. In Japan, the Ministry of Defense is moving in to level the slaying field. The military's mobilizing to manage these monstrous marauding miscreants. The Japanese troops called in to capture the colossal killer critters that have killed 11 people and injured 100 more this year. Soldiers aren't allowed to slaughter the scare bears, but they'll corral and cage the creatures and then let hunters finish off the frequently ferocious feral furballs. Arch enemies. Squad slam the pusher man. Washington Square Park's infested with killer candy men wheeling and dealing in smack, crack, and jack. The feds have just rounded up 19 purported poison peddlers charged with turning the historic hub in Lower Manhattan into an open-air drug market. Dozens of drug overdoses, 2 of them terminal in recent years, a result of millions of doses of heroin, fentanyl, and crack sold in and around the park. Syringes, needles, and dope paraphernalia riddle the area. The dismal detritus of the death march by the iconic arch. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
But still, you broke my heart when all I wanted was for you to do your part. There'll be no grieving, no more deceiving. I've got a notion, I've got a notion.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's early Motown, as I promised, and he should have been a household name, but no one's ever heard of him. All right, he also was later on Buddha, but Robert Bateman co-wrote this, the guy who co-wrote Please Mr. Postman. George Fowler, the guy who later took over all of Motown's gospel division, and Brian Holland, early Brian Holland writing. So who is he, though? Yeah, and I think they could have picked a better name for him, but I guess they used his own name, and maybe that was a problem. Then other people said, well, he was just too heavy. Well, who cares? So is Billy Stewart. But nonetheless, he's unknown. But maybe not to you. So you'd be a winner, and there's one line available for you at 888-876-5593. Other than that, let's see who we can get through and quickly. So Jim in Richmond wants Gilmore Girls trivia. So all right, Jim, you ready?
Can I tell you what happened today?
No,
with
no, I got 6 minutes. You got to call me tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And, so do
yes,
that.
I'm,
all right. What is Dean's wife's name?
I'm sorry. I forgot. I know it right on the tip of my tongue,
oh,
but
man.
I forgot.
It was Lindsay. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Lindsay. Call me tomorrow and I'll hear whatever you got to say. Thanks. All right. So that's the deal. But now it's about 4 minutes left, and I want to see how many people we can get in on the action before the night is over. Billy Bob and Bourbon A, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 61st time caller.
Hey, how about that?
I'd like to request, Mitch, I finally stumped you. I want to request Harry Nilsson's Early in the Morning.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Let me write this down before I forget. Yes.
I went to Dookie Chase's to get something to eat.
Yeah, Early in the Morning, Harry Nilsson. All right. Well, hopefully I can write it down on something that I'll remember. All right.
Well, that's all right. And then Advertini's.
Yes. Okay. Here you go. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
America's favorite way to fly. Needless to say, they're out of business.
Well, I'll just go with TWA.
Well, I wish you went with Eastern.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm still writing Early in the Morning, Nilsson and Billy Bob. All right. Hopefully I'll remember this or try to read it or something. All right. So let's see. We have Naoto in Japan. Naoto, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Well, good. So we want Myers-Briggs trivia, huh?
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, let's see what we can find out. All right. They say that this type is stuck more in analysis paralysis than any other type.
INTPs.
Absolutely right. Yes, yes. You'd hate to be in a divorce battle with the INTP. You're 100% right. Hang on.
Yeah.
Don't go away. All right. That's it. Yes. Analysis paralysis. Don't you love it? Yeah. All right. So let's see what we got. Ruth is in Gurnee, I do believe. So Ruth, how's it going?
Hi. There's going to be a super moon this month.
All right. You got to tell me on another night. I told you I got now 3 minutes maximum. So
okay.
So you want to?
I want to request a song.
All right, real quickly. What is it?
For Turkey song, House of the Rising Sun for Prince Andrew.
House of the Rising Sun. You want the Animals version, I guess.
And whatever like you would have to do with
all
the best one. You pick the best one for the moment.
Okay.
Okay, for trivia.
All right. So. Here's what we want to know. We're going to do, you said All in the Family trivia. Well, two thieves broke into the Bunker household in one episode. Two people who went on to fame. Who were they? Yellow, operator. Are you still there, Ruth? I think we lost Ruth. Well, anyway, it was Cleavon Little and Desmond Wilson. Yeah, and there you go. So those were the thieves who broke into the Bunker household. I don't know what happened to Ruth, but we'll do that. All right, so now we have Dave on the north side who's ending the show. So, all right, Dave, are you there?
I don't know.
I guess so.
I don't hear it no more, so I don't know what happened.
All right, so I don't either, but let's see. In the 1974 live action movie, The Flintstones, what I want to know is who was Steven Spielberg's first choice?
In the 1974
to play it.
Movie.
Okay. We're gonna have to forego that. We'll do it next week. So, because that's pretty much a wrap. All right, I was gonna do some 2020 news, which you'll hear tomorrow night, and you'll also hear on the replay. My buddy Kevin Gershon has come up with a minute and a half deal every day in the vein of CKLW, and I'll put it on the stream, and then we'll play it tomorrow night. So yeah, talk about news you can't use, but it's a lot of fun. Now, on that note, very short that it was. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank all of you for calling. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody, but tomorrow night is a full show, 10 o'clock. Until then, yeah, be there or be square, as they say. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.